Okay, yeah. So, is the soul capable of everything without the physical body? If it can see, can it do other things also? Yeah, there is the sense and there is the sensory organ. So, the eye is a sensory organ. And the sense means the capacity to see is not just there only in the eye. When I talked about why consciousness is an unexplained mystery. Now, what actually happens biologically? In science and in physics, it is called as the binding problem. Neuroscience, binding problem is what? That if I see a bird, say a parrot moving in front of me, and the parrot is chirping. So now here, actually, I can see the parrot chirping, but there are 4 distinct stimuli that are being seen. One is the color, second is the shape, a third is the motion, the fourth is the sound. Now, all these 4 informations, 4 data, they actually go to different parts of the brain, or rather they are processed by different parts of the brain. One part of the brain focuses on sight, on motion, another on shape, another on color, another on sound. And in the brain, there is no one part which is connected to every single other part. So, where does the integration of all this happen? In which physical locale does this happen? There is no physical locale which is capable of integration. So, to explain what this means, what I am talking about integration is, suppose sometimes we may have some homemade videos where, say, they are not very professional. So, if something is being recorded, sometimes the visual and the audio is not synced properly. So, say a fight is being repeated and say one person beats the other person, and even before the fist touches the other person, the other falls down. Boom, false sound comes up, or the bang sound comes up. Now, that's out of sync. So, there is synchronization, integration that needs to be done. So, where does the integration happen in the brain? And this is a problem which arises from the fragmented nature of the processing of information in the brain. But where does the integration happen? So, the brain is simply the area where information is brought in. It's something similar to, say, a computer may have various sensors, and then the information is displayed on the computer screen, and there is somebody who perceives. So, the mind, shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adhishtaya manashayan vishayan upasevate. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the 8th verse, it is stated that the mind is the integrator of the information from the senses. So, just like on the screen, the information from various sensors will come, and then there is the observer who observes that information. That observer is the soul. So, now what this means is that even if the sensory organs are functional, there has to be someone who has to be capable of perception. That is different from the sensory organs. So, can the soul do everything which it can do with the body? No, not everything. The soul can perceive because there are subtle senses. But the subtle senses cannot experience gross objects the way we can experience them with the physical body. The physical body is, as you rightly said, about touch. Touch requires a particular stimulus, that is skin. Now, skin is not present in the subtle body. So, vision is something which is a very profound phenomena. And that requires a subtle eye. So, there is this capacity for sensing touch that is there in the soul. If the capacity had not been there, the soul would not have been able to sense anything at all. The capacity is there, but the mechanism that is required for it, if that is not there, then as I said, he was able to see. This particular patient, he was able to see that, oh, they are abandoning. But he was not able to speak. He could not utter a verbal sound by which he could communicate to others.
Here.
Yeah. So, that means that the nature of the integration of this soul and mind with the body, that is subtle and complex. And the way it will work out, the way it is analytically to be understood, that is something which we at our present level of consciousness are not able to perceive very easily. But suffice it to say that the locus of consciousness is not in the brain. That is, as the famous Nobel laureate neurosurgeon, Dr. Wilder Penfield, he said that the What we can say for sure is the source of consciousness is extracerebral. The source of consciousness is beyond the brain. It is extracerebral. Now, the exact mechanisms are quite intricate and they are a different subject for us. Okay. Any other questions? Yes.